Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Three Things. Thank you very much for joining me today. I am excited about this one. I spent a lot of time on these three things, and I think you're going to find what I found interesting. We got Alvarez versus Tom Payne, umpire. He got. This catcher got him. The Mets got him. Paul Skeens. I wanted to look in at some of his splits, some of his batter matchups. I found some things I find interesting. And then we're going to find the worst balls that have been swung and missed at first pitch of the at-bat. Those are the three things. This is Jimmy's Three Things. It's a production of Dan Patrick Productions, John Boy Media, and Workhouse Media. Thank you very much for tuning in. All right, thing number one. Thank you very much for joining. If you find yourself watching the show, please subscribe, tell your friends, share, like, all that stuff. Thank you. Tom Payne, he's an umpire. He's had some good games. Recently, I feel like he's had some bad games. I always remember him in good games. Anyway, he got by Alvarez on the Mets, the catcher. He got. I mean, catching, the job of a catcher is to trick the umpire. They're friendly. They share the same space. They look out for each other. But the catcher's job is to make him look dumb. That's what catchers want to do. And in this game against the Orioles, Franky Alvarez, who also went on to hit the walk-off home run. If you didn't know, I typed in Franky Alvarez. What did it be? Mets, Alvarez, Francisco Alvarez. What a picture. What a picture. Yeah, he hit the walk-off home run. I wonder if I... Whatever. All right. So, back to the point. He hit a walk-off home run. He had a good game. He stole so many strikes below the zone. Now, I have this set up here so you can see it. Oh my goodness, Jimmy. Okay, I have this set up. If it's red, you see all the pitches I have below? Red means it was a strike. Green means it was called a ball. These are all pitches that were below the zone. They were within left and right of the strike zone, but they were below the zone, according to Baseball Savant. The Mets got a lot of these called strikes. I'll roll this for you right here. So on the bottom right of the screen, it says how much they were off the ground. So this was 1 foot, 1.14 feet off the ground. And that's so low. That is so low. And it gets called a strike. This is 1.3 ball. And that's Rutschman behind the plate. Now Alvarez gets that for the strike. He gets that for the strike. This one, that's low, and it's a strike three punch out. Now 1.5, that's a ball. 1.5 again, that's a ball. 1.3, ball. Okay, now Alvarez behind the dish, and we go back to strikes. Under the zone strikes. Okay, here's one more with Adley behind the dish, and that is called a ball. It was the catchers. That's all this was. This wasn't the batter's knees, which I'll show you in a second. They're similar heights. This wasn't favoritism because of he's choosing one side over the other side. He thinks he's calling the game the same, but he's seeing the game differently, and the catchers are stealing strikes. It's very cool. I love the way catchers work. Now, is this the best part of baseball? I don't know. Should they go to robo-umps and this is going to be gone? Consistency would be good. It's cool when you have a skill set. These are the two pitches that were very, very close. The one on the left to Jackson Holliday is 1.37 feet off the ground. The one on the right to Alonso is 1.39. So the one on the right to Alonso is a little bit bigger, which is good. Alonso's a little bit taller, but not really. Their eye level's the same. Their shoulder's the same. Their belt is pretty much the same. Their knees are the same. So similar strike zone it should be for the two of them. And I'll make it big, and we'll just go through this. That's live speed. One is a strike. One is a ball. You can't see that much difference from that angle. All right, so what if I go like this and separate them? Here's a big difference. Alvarez is off to the side, letting Tom Payne see. He sees the whole lane. Nothing's in his way where you got Adley is kind of blocking him a little bit. Adley is holding the target up the whole time. So Adley's glove starts up, right? Alvarez's glove starts down. And that means that Alvarez is letting the umpire see the ball the entire time on the left because his glove just comes up and then comes up quickly even more, and then he drops the ball. Meanwhile, on the right, what Adley's doing is his glove goes up, and then his glove goes down. So if the umpire sees him, it means he might not have hit his spot. Well, the new catching style, I've made videos on this before, is don't let him see where you're intending to throw it so the umpire doesn't have any preconceived notions. And what Adley does is he holds the glove there for a long time, jerks it up, holds it there to get, try and get the call. Alvarez doesn't do that. He just flashes it up real quick. Okay, still not convinced that that's that much of a difference to be making such a difference in the way the umpire calls it. Well, here is overlay of the side view. And look how much further up Alvarez is than Adley Rutschman. He's setting up so much closer. And the pitch is coming. And now they both reach their gloves out. And now look at their glove difference. Where Alvarez's is. Alvarez is this line right here. No, sorry. That's Adley. Alvarez is here. He's so much closer to home plate. He's bringing it up into the line of vision, much closer to home plate. The more a ball travels, the lower it gets, right? Gravity and all that good stuff. You want to catch it at its before it gets too low and flash it up real quick. And one of them gets the strike and the other does not. And they're both similar. If anything, the pitch that was called a ball was higher by, you know, a tiny bit. And there's a big difference there. Now look at where the umpire's head is. Because Alvarez is getting closer, Tom Payne's head is much closer. Look, here's Tom Payne's head for Alvarez right there. Here's Tom Payne's mask for Adley. So he's getting a completely different look, right? He's getting to see more because he's closer and he can see the bottom a little bit better. And he's just getting closer. You get closer, you get a better look at everything, right? So, and your angles are all different. That's what it is. It's just the catcher just stealing strikes. Let's watch another one. On the left here, we've got 1.49 feet off the ground. On the right, 1.5. Again, the pitch to Lindor is actually higher than the pitch to, I don't know who the batter is for the Orioles in this one. It's Adley. Here's the overlay. So if I go slow on it, by the time they cross, you can see one is a little bit higher than the other. Both catchers catch it, and one gets the strike, and one gets ball four. Here it is again. Now, they both flashed the target at the start. Very similar, right? Adley's going to hold his there. So Adley brings his down this time, but not that quick. Yeah, not that quick. And Alvarez brings it all the way to the dirt. And then when they come up, Adley holds it, and the new style is don't hold it and try to like frame it. Keep it moving. The umps don't like when you do that. So here it is from the side again. And again, you can see the difference in where the catcher's head is, where the catcher's glove is. Now, I talked to a catching coach in Major League Baseball about this when Contreras got hurt, and he was telling me that this is very advanced for some teams. They know each hitter's tendency, how long a hitter's swing is to avoid getting catcher's interference. That for some pitches, like breaking pitches on this batter, they can be here, and breaking pitches on this batter, they can't be there. Fastballs, they have a ton of data points. And I went to a Yankees game and I watched the two catchers, and you can see that they're setting up in different places all the time. So some teams are really, really, really smart about this to steal strikes. And look at Tom Payne's head again. It's just so much closer. The glove is so much closer. Doesn't let it travel as much. The frame job is way out. Like, the frame job is so much further. This is where Alvarez's glove is. And this is where Adley's glove is. That's so... It's like 2 feet closer, which helps get that strike because it never gets that low. You catch it right there. You put it up in the zone. You flash it. You drop it. Umpire loves it. Look again and look at the heads. That's Tom Payne there. That's Tom Payne there. These pink lines I'm putting on screen. So I love this stuff. And it was a huge difference in this game. They got, Alvarez got so many calls. So many. And Adley got none. None low. They had a couple left and right of the zone. Man, look at, blows my mind how close catcher's getting out. When you go to a game, watch for that. Watch for how close the catcher's getting. He's like right up on the player. It's nuts. And the umpire follows suit. It's way closer. So I thought that was interesting. I love that stuff. Thought I'd share that with you. That was topic number one. Topic number two. I just wanted to catch you up on, I wanted to catch up on Paul Skeens a little bit, right? I wanted to see what he was all about. Obviously, best pitcher in baseball, started the All-Star game. How's he been going? He just had six innings pitched, two earned runs against the Mariners. He's got a 2.3 ERA on the season. I mean, the most hits he's given up in the game, six. He's gotten better of late as far as hits go. He's doing really well. Let me see what I ran into. I ran into some fun stats about him that I wanted you guys to know about. What were they? I forget. Paul Skeens, Baseball Savant. I like looking at this stuff. I like looking at the Baseball Savant page to see if he's changed his pitch mix at all. So I'll bring that up real quick, show you how I do it. Baseball Savant, I want to look at the season, and I want to look at the game-by-game graph of all his different pitches. And you can see recently the four-seam has been his most used pitch. There have been a couple games where the sinker is more than the four-seam. Like this one, the four-seam got dropped a lot, and the sinker was higher on July 29th. Over here on June 29th, the sinker was higher. The four-seam went down a little bit and then back up. Was there ever a game where there was a pitch? Okay, here. On July 23rd, his slider was his second most used pitch. July 23rd, slider. Well, yep, look at this line right here. He zero hits on it. Threw it pretty well. Let's see. To lefties, I think he uses a smattering of pitches. And yeah, he'll throw the changeup and slider to lefties. It's getting more and more four-seamer. Curveball comes out to lefties as well as the sinker. Slider and changeup, not that much to lefties, but it's there. To righties, he's a lot of times just throwing, you know, the two fastballs and the slider. Pretty basic. Don't need that much, I guess. Which is interesting. Sometimes it's the... That's what it is. All right, so what I found interesting and I prepped was a couple fun stats. So Teoscar Hernandez has the most pitches seen without a swing and miss against Paul Skeens. He's got the most pitches seen without a swing and miss. He's swung 8 times in his 6 plate appearances. He's got 0 swing and misses. He's got 3 called strikes. This says 2. It's wrong. He's got 3 called strikes on him. 2 of them. I got changes. 2 of those 3 were not strikes, and I'll show you that. So I don't really count those against him. So that would put him at 8 out of 9, I think. I think he's got 8 out of pitches in the zone. He's got 9 pitches in the zone. He's swung at 8 of them. So Teoscar's pitch recognition against Skeens is great. He doesn't really fall for the sliders, the breaking stuff. He sees them really well. His at-bats have gone like this. In game 1, he went fly ball, walk, ground out. And then game number 2, ground rule double, single, home run. So the second time he saw him, got even better. Arenado has 0 whiffs and 19 swings, but he has swung at pitches out of the zone, and he has taken strikes in the zone. And Matt Vierling has also never swung and missed. 14 swings for Vierling. So those 3 have seen him the best. They've all homered off of him. So not only do they see him the best, they don't chase the most. They don't swing and miss when they do swing. and they have all homered against him. I got all of their this footage here. So if you're looking at the color coding, well, that doesn't matter. You'll figure it out if you want to figure that out. Here we go. This is Teoscar's first at bat against him. And the first pitch, that's nasty. 99 on the edge, called strike. I think that's the only in the zone called strike Teoscar has seen against him. After that, Skeens tries to go slider away, and then he tries to go fastball up, both out of the zone. Teoscar doesn't flinch. Fastball in the zone, and he flies out. But no swing and miss, and he's out. Now, his next at bat, he opens him up with a strike, looking again on a breaking ball that's out of the zone. I think that's good pitch recognition by Teoscar, not bad, but the umpire disagreed. He called it a strike. Then he throws ball, 99 on the block. Teoscar swings and fouls that back, and now he's going to flirt on that outside edge more, and Teoscar's not biting, sees him too well, and eventually changeup inside draws a walk. So he sees him well. Now, third time through the order, this is a theme against Skeens, you just swing. So he got a first pitch sinker, and he swung at it, and he grounded out. They got the force out at third. So that's the first time he goes 0-for-2 with a walk. Now, the next time he sees him, it gets better. Lucky, but good. First pitch, that's a sinker that runs in a ton. Next pitch, was that first one a four-seam that ran? Well, anyway, sinker in the zone. He swings at it, recognizes it, it drops it in for a double. This is it again. Just a little flare job. You know, BABIP gods got him. Just drops it in on the zone. At bat number two, opened up with another called strike. That's not a strike. Never a strike. A crazy call from the umpire on that one. So I'm not counting against him. And then now, because Skeens got that outside with the fastball, he's like, yeah, let's go over there and fuck around over there. Tries to go outside again with a changeup. Doesn't have it. Then sinker in the zone, fouled away. Above the zone, ball. Ooh, 98, top of the zone, fastball, fouled back. He wanted that one. Good pitch recognition. And then, I guess that pitch was out of the zone. I don't know why it says he didn't. So he did chase one out of the zone. It was a 3-2 pitch. And guess what? This is another single. So both the hits by Teoscar are kind of bloopy until you get to his the third at bat again, which again, swings at the first pitch. He remembered, last time my third at bat, he opened me up with a sinker. If he does that again, I'ma tattoo it. Guess what? Does that again. Guess what? Throws it over the wall for a homer. Teoscar sees him well. Also swings early. Third at bat, both times gets a homer. Now, Arenado also has a first pitch homer against him. Also has some good at bats. This at bat cracked me up because the first pitch here to Arenado, they say it's inside. Umpire says it's a strike. Arenado didn't like it. On the inside, gets the call. Next, he goes on the outside. That's a nice pitch. Gets the call. So Arenado's like, what? I don't know what the zone is. I'm just going to swing it, whatever this next pitch is. Breaking ball off the plate, ground out. Kind of, that's how that at bat went. Got done in a little bit. Next at bat, first pitch again. Strike right in there, and Arenado was taking. Fastball, ball. Breaking ball, ball. Fastball, ball, 3-1's the count, the pitch. Sinker, low and away, fouled back. Now this is a great piece of hitting by Arenado. 3-2, Skeens makes the perfect pitch, exactly what he wants to do. 100 miles per hour on the black, and Arenado just takes it and drives it into center. Really nice. So he sees him well, spoiled some, stayed on some, got himself a single, third at bat ever, opens him up, sinker, and he was ready for it. Again, swinging huge in the third at bat. Then slider away to get the X seam for a ball. Strike looking, perfect pitch. Now he's 1-2 and smashes that. No, I didn't smash that. He pulls it. 99 inside, pulls it for a hustle double from Arenado. So he's 2-for-3 versus Skeens in his first game against him. His next game, he says, I'm going to do more of that. I like it. Skeens says, all right, well, hit this. 100 on the black. He did hit it last game. Takes it. Next pitch, ball. Tried to play off it. Didn't work. And then the 1-1, 100 on the outside edge, ground out. Comes up again, and now Arenado says, I'm a hunt early. So another homer on the first pitch, breaking ball. Must have just guessed it was coming, or I don't know if he reacted, but first pitch breaking ball, Arenado homers, pops it out of the stadium. Comes up for the third time. Does he swing first pitch? Oh, no. So he, oh, look at Arenado's face. He must have been really contemplating sitting breaking ball again. Or maybe he didn't like the call. Yeah, he didn't like the call. He's looking at the ump. He's like, damn, really? Oh, one next pitch. I think every time you get a called strike on you from Skeens, the next pitch, you swing. That's what I've learned. Fly out. Third at bat. Oh, no, that was the third at bat. All right. So the next one, this is funny. Vierling, his first at bat, nasty pitch by Skeens. Next pitch, 87 miles per hour, grounds out. This at bat is awesome. It's Vierling versus Skeens. First pitch, you're going to get a strike looking on the two-seamer. Seems he starts a lot of guys off with the two-seamer. 0-1. Next pitch, four-seam. That's cool. Let's see if I can do a quick, overlay of these two. Editing an overlay really quickly if I can. Gonna see, because it's his two-seamer and his four-seamer, and they're both fastballs. And I want to see what they do. Okay. Wow, that's weird. This was the four-seam. That's the two-seam. So the four-seam starts lower. And the two-seam goes up and comes down. And the four-seam... So it land, it starts and lands in the same place. And the speed is 95 and 99. God damn, that's cool. It's good pitching. All right, so we, anyway... So he's 0-2 when he's gotten both fastballs. And when we looked at the scouting report, he throws his slider to righties and both fastballs, kind of what he throws. Well, Vierling wasn't even messing with the slider. He didn't even care about it. That's the little slider off, and then that's a fastball in that he stays alive, fouls it back, sinker, 1-2 again, another slider off, doesn't even think about it. Vierling sees this guy well, sinker in, just got to hit him. There's one thing to see him and the other to hit him. Fouls that off. 2-2. Four seam up and in. Fouls that off. Another 2-2. Sinker down and in. Fouls that off. Skeens goes to a curveball there, which he doesn't usually throw to righties, but this guy's annoying him. He sees the breaking ball. Says, nope, I'm good. 100 miles per hour up and in. Fouls that off to stay alive. And I think Vierling at this point thinks he's going to go back to a breaking ball here. I'm actually going to hit it this time. And he gets the two-seam and gets frozen. And he struck out. That, or he thought that pitch was going to be outside. Thought it was the four-seam. Either way, he gets frozen after a great battle. So what's he do the next time he comes up? He says, I don't want to do all that again. I'm just going to swing first pitch. He's going to throw the breaking ball. Boom! Gets the breaking ball third time through, swing at the first pitch and homers. That's what these three guys have in common that all see Skeens well. The other guy, I wonder if I got these videos. I don't know if I did. Let me see if I got them. Let me see if I got them. Let me see if I got these videos. Let me see if I got the videos. Yeah. This is another situation I just wanted everyone to be aware of. This is just kind of a PSA. Trey Cabbage and Paul Skeens. There's been two plate appearances, strike. So the next time Skeens faces the Astros and Trey Cabbage, probably next year, there's an immaculate inning, so to speak, on the line if you go strike, because versus Trey Cabbage in their first ever at bat, it was outside slider that the ump gave him the call. Thanks, Blue. Sweeper away. 0-1. Now he goes sweeper inside, gets the swing and a miss. And then 0-2, he's going to go another one down and in. That stinks. He didn't throw a pitch in the zone. And then the next at bat, oh no, is it all the same pitch? 0-1 on slider again. Oh, again. Whoa. Is this going to be 6-for-6 sliders? Holy cow. I didn't know it was that. I didn't realize that. Did you guys realize that? Paul Skeens, I mean, I don't know what they label those pitches, so I'm going to look at it. But two plate appearances, two strikeouts, six pitches thrown, one looking. So five swings, five swing and miss. I don't know if he's thrown him a pitch in the zone. That's wild. I'm trying to look it up real quick. Player name. Pitch chart. Curveball and slider. So they're different breaking balls. And three of them, they say, have the zone here. Pitch result. Pitch description. Called strike up here. And then look at this, all swing strikes. So the next time they face, it's going to be three of those. See if Cabbage can figure it out. Otherwise, he's going to get immaculated. I don't know if anyone keeps track of that, but I just did. Immaculated. We're on watch. Okay? You guys are on watch there. Next up. Last week, I looked at the most outside, most inside, most high, most low pitches to be hit for hits. And then I looked up to be hit for homers. I wanted to look at a similar thing, but I want to look at swing and miss. And I just want to look at first pitch of the at bat, because what I'm looking at here is guys that had in their head, they had in their minds, I'm going to swing. Like, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to swing. I want to, you know, jump the first fastball, or I think they were guessing. You would think. So this is the highest pitch swung at first pitch. So it's an 0-0 count. This is 4.49 feet off the ground. Boom, swing and a miss there. Now this is the lowest pitch swung at 0-0, and it's bottom ninth, two on, no outs, Harper's up. And he thinks he's going to give me something to hit. He doesn't want to walk me and load the bases with no outs. I'm going to attack this first pitch. And that he tries to do. And it's a slider that's in the dirt. Well in the dirt. It bounces well before. But Harper, you know, he had to go. If that pitch was there, he was going to be a hero. Negative one foot. That's the lowest pitch on an 0-0 count that's been swung at. Now let's take a look at righties. This is the most egregious one. You have Salvi Perez up, who's good for these a good amount of time. And the first pitch slider. And I don't know if he gets fooled here. He must have just chose to swing. And that is 2.74 feet off the center of the plate. It is way away. But Salvi had to go. Now you're looking at a righty batter here. You got Walker, Christian Walker versus Sale. And this is going to be almost 2 feet inside, and it actually hits him, but he swings, so he doesn't get hit by a pitch. Sale's nasty. As far as lefties go, you got Wall on the Braves at bat. Walker pitching. This is just under 2 feet inside, and it's a big old slider. And did he get fooled? That one maybe he got fooled, or maybe he was just like, I'm going to swing. I don't know, but first pitch. Not the best way to start the at-bat. Will Smith for the Royals. It's Seager for the Rangers. And it is low and away breaking ball. That one doesn't look that egregious. So those are the farthest off the plate swung at to start an at-bat. Swung and missed at to start an at-bat. This was Jimmy's Three Things. Thank you very much for watching. Appreciate you as always. Share the episode. The catcher thing is so cool. I might post it on the main channel as its own thing because I like it. Goodbye.